Hey, 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 welcome to the Rock Podcast. My name is Raptor Max. And why call me that? Well, you know, it's because I hang on the rock and look for all things interesting, fun, and even useful at times. Well, that's because I'm a raptor and I look around and I keep seeing things and wanting to learn more things and about anything. Well, today in my podcast, we're going to find out about a little new smartphone device, perhaps, if it's certainly right in its patents right away, about something that might save your phone if you drop it. And then there's even the idea of a sock odor to get rid of mosquitoes, which is from a villager from the remote west of Kenya. Perhaps even maybe if you use Facebook and you see those birthday announcements, well, some people like it, sometimes some people don't. Some people have started school, some people might have not. Of course, some people might have drank this type of thing all the time. It's called caffeine. Well, we're going to discuss a little bit about what caffeine may do to people and how to get off of it if you need to, or if you don't, how to maybe fix certain things that may happen. And even I even have some food facts to begin with 9 scariest food facts. Perhaps if that doesn't intrigue you, I also have some ideas of how to organize things, because if you need some organization in your life, I do have some ideas that I found a website that many of you may have heard of. It's Good Housekeeping. If you're anything like me, I'm a college student, I lack in organization many times. Many times that's where I am trying to figure out what to do. So, you know, to begin with, this website I was looking at yesterday in preparation for this was talking specifically about easy organizing. You were to have an easy organization, a communication station, where you just figure out where to communicate things. And when you have this communication station, it's talking about how you can have a mail separator where you have the mail in and the mail out. Or even wall-mounted magazine racks, which it says gives each family member a slot for his or her papers. And while even there, a look-here calendar for quick reference. Perhaps flyers, invites, and such stay in view on a bulletin board. Those things, imagine, could probably help anybody, especially me, as a college student, if I was to put something by the door and remind myself a lot of times. I need to communicate to myself sometimes that I have a homework due the next day or the following day, or sometimes even a few weeks before, I need to be reminded of that. So the first thing is that they talk about, even before talking about discussing these things on their website, is giving their readers a tip about how if you use paper, it might be kind of scary now because you might lose it. But then there's these e-reminders that come out. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, with any kind of phones or email services, but I use a organization from Google Calendars. And what that does is I go onto Google's website and then go under the Google Calendar, and it goes straight from there to my phone as a reminder, or it goes straight to my email and pops up and says, "Hey, Max, you need to do this. You need to go in here and fix this thing, or you need to fix this kind of part in your essay in this class you're working on." So it's really helpful, and if you have any kind of phone like that, I would suggest to have that just in case you lose these notes or lose these kind of reminders that they're talking about on the wall. So to things, apparently a BlackBerry invites would also come out for texts or just send yourself items through that, reminders and everything. But the first thing I would say in here, it talks about sorting smart. Sorting smart with in how you need to stop your clutter. So if you have clutter anywhere, wherever your communication space may be, it says in and out and a read. Now, what this is about is that with this mail, you need to have dealt with very soon. Say it's a bill or something that you need to put in and send out right away. Well, that is the out for outgoing mail. So it sounds kind of simple, you know, and they read the mail, and this is like for ideas such as reading them later, or red is just something that you can pursue later on, or the inbox. And then, it's just, once it's handled, just move it in straight to the magazine rack slot. So we can fix those things, and then maybe even bring it as a reminder, straight pull it off where you are from, right by the door, and bring it to your appointment. Sitting around, say your doctor's an hour late, and then read those magazines, or perhaps even homework that you might have, just to read it later on. So that sounds helpful. And then another thing that they discuss is making notes. You know, like, I don't know if you're familiar with these sticky notes, but if you put them right on the door, it says that it's hard to miss. Like, if you even write in big letters, it's like, it's staring at you as if you would not want to forget it. Like, say these, it just, boom. You know, like, you don't want to forget an item, well, put it on the door, because that's going to help you definitely to remind you. And it says here, to tuck the notepad and pen in a bin near this communication station, meant for holding outgoing items like those library books that are due tomorrow. So if you have any library books that are due tomorrow, better put that there so you don't forget it the next day or the next morning. And I do similar things, where I'm able to just write it occasionally in my calendar, but I really like that idea of putting that into practice and having a sticky note maybe on my door before I go out the door, or perhaps even as I look in the bathroom mirror. I've done that before. That has really helped me to remember my lunchbox on occasion. And then pinning it in, you know, like pinning it in. This is just an idea of like, putting it on the calendar itself and saying, hey, here it is, here's me. But, you know, I see just like the ideas of jotting down events into just, it mentions here, multiple family members to jot down events and putting the things on the bulletin board of no longer needed papers when you change the calendar page. So, but it talks about being color-coded. So if you have color-coded, you can remind yourself, oh, this is for my brother. Oh, this is for me. Or, oh, this is for Raptor Max here. He needs to do this thing. Or, he's doing it this day. So that, when they're all color-coded, you know exactly who's who and exactly what's going on. So just a side note, that Google Calendar thing also does the same thing. It has color-coded if you want. So that you may understand who's what going with what and what who needs to go where. So one thing that I tend to do a lot of times, and it really clutters up a lot of my space, is just saving papers that I don't need. Like, a lot of class papers in the past semesters I've had, I'm still finding them all around. And I am now getting in the habit of just throwing them away. So, like, this has an idea for keeping and tossing. Like, it says, keep an envelope tacked to the bulletin board to stash coupons, gift certificates, or other money savers you might need to grab on your way out the door. And saving cash, new cash, without costing you that other valuable asset, time. And also, this way, you'll be able to move coupons right from the main bin into the envelope. And the other thing it says, it's big, it says toss. This is kind of fun. You know, like that paper toss game you might have on your phone or something. It says, once you have them in, when you've got this much going in and out, it's easy to have papers, exactly. Easy to have papers all around. Sometimes you can't even find those papers. You know, So follow that rule that once go in your magazine or mail bin is something must go out. So, you know, put that out, get it out, man. Just pull it out and get those papers going. Yeah, just throw those away. Just throw them away. Just have fun with the papers. Have fun with the game. I can't imagine that it's not having fun with that. So, and just like this, you know? Just like that. See, even the chipmunk likes it. I guess. I don't know. Even that one. So, he's having a fun time playing those, tossing papers and bringing things in and out. Why can't you? Speaking of myself as well, you know, I'm working on this every day. And it's quite the challenge. There are times when you do have to keep things. And you know, it's sometimes possible, like, just to sign up for these things where, say if you're in a bank account, you have to online opt-outs, just like getting them online instead of getting your account statements on another piece of paper that you need to look at later. So, and even I'd say some people are online quite a lot, looking at different online accounts, bank, if it's your bank, and they use that. So I would say use that tool. And then, you know, there's even this other thing, is just lastly, is to have fun with it, you know, organization. I would just have fun with figuring out what kind of style you may have in organizing, so that when you do have paperwork, keep track of it, and just have a wall-mounted magazine rack, maybe, perhaps, or the Look Here calendar. So, yeah, that is the fun part, I guess, of trying to figure things out in a serious way. Well, the other thing is just, I don't know, you might not like scary things, but scary fun, I guess. But it is kind of it's from, let's just give the word out of health. Scary health facts, they're serious, but I would just say that it is kind of a, nothing fun all at times, but we need to hear these things occasionally, of how we can work on our health alerts and working on those is going to be the enjoyable kind of thing, I guess, so that we look at it later and say, wow, that's glad I didn't have that one. So here, let's just figure these things out, because they are scary. Remember my Friday the 13th podcast? Well, these are scary too, but in a scary good way. So let's just go with the idea first of the nutritionist. Food costs are 10 times more than junk food. Well, it could possibly be that nutritionist foods do cost more. But if for me, I look at it as saving my health more than just eating healthy or like at McDonald's all the time. So let's this from the Yahoo Health website, it says that the University of Washington researchers calculated the cost discrepancy between healthy food and junk foods and found that 2,000 calories of junk food rings up at a nearly $3.50 a day, yet for 2,000 calories of nutritious grub, the researchers plunked down $36. Wow. To add an insult to fiscal injury, out of every dollar you spend on food only, 19 cents goes toward the stuff you eat. The other 81 cents goes towards marketing, manufacturing, and packaging. Think about that. It's the next time your grocery bill jumps into the triple digits. Just think about that. Think about the grocery bill. About what goes into it. That's quite a bit into the other areas instead of the food when you're paying for it. So, but you don't, it says right here that you don't need to make big changes to your diet to lose 10 to 20 or even 30 pounds. You just need to make the right small tweaks. Change how you look and feel, and fast and forever. And then, because for me, I know when I've been exercising and I've been eating occasional McDonald's and eating food, I don't know, I've been losing weight. So the next thing on there is number two. It says, grocers don't have to tell you where the produce comes from. That's a bit scratching on my head. I don't know. Idea that recently, if you heard about this, the E. coli outbreak, just German bean sprouts, their input is source of the bacteria, but they didn't prevent thousands of people from being infected. So, many of these people were Americans, and they were clueless as to where the sprouts came from. So, we don't know where these things, our food is coming from a lot of times, so we need to be careful. Now, third, the fruits and vegetables are losing their nutrients. Now, it says, according to the USDA, the fruits and vegetables today may contain significantly fewer nutrients than our grandparents ate. So, it's researchers looked at 43 produce and discovered drops in protein. Not only paying for the most expensive kind of produce, that we're losing the nutrients in them as well. And the calorie counts also, if you look at those calorie counts, they're not always accurate. There was a study at Tufts University that analyzed 269 food items, 42 national sit-down and fast food restaurant chains, and they found that only nearly 20% of samples contain 100 or more calories than reported by the restaurants. Think about that. If every meal you ate had more than 100 calories, you'll gain more than 30 pounds this year. Okay, one thing I'm trying to do is eat a little bit less in the meals, even if it says it's a calorie. And well, it seems to be working a little bit. The chicken today, you know, it contains 266% more fat than it did 40 years ago. 46% more fat? 266% more, actually. That's just very serious. It's even more frightening than mutant chickens is what the nation's restaurants do to them. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen the Fast Food Nation, but I imagine that it's kind of scary. So, do you drink milk? I don't know if you drink milk. I tend to drink it a lot for cereal, for other things. I even bought some today at my local Costco. Well, there's apparently things that say it may cause cancer. The RBST hormone is, according to the, can cause prostate, breast, and colon cancer. So beware, stores like Whole Foods, Walmart, and Kroger not only carry RBST-free dairy. So we're safe there a little bit. If you are drinking, make sure you look on the carton that says RBST-free dairy. So conventional supermarkets, peaches can be coated with as many as 9 different pesticides. What's a pesticide do? Why don't you just go eat pesticides? It says that they're prone to lots of bruising and blemishing, so they've naturally soaked them in chemicals. Next to me, a peach. I'm supposed to be getting some peaches this weekend. I don't think it's going to do anything because they're actually from the farm. So I might be eating more pesticide on it. Well, it says as a general rule, unless the produce has a thick, impermeable skin, assume it's soaked in pesticides. Now wash it with water and mild soap before you. That's a common thing. Wash it. Now watch this. You're probably eating trans fat without knowing. To be clear, 0.49 grams to a serving. This means that by the time you finish, say the entire trailer bag of Cheetos, you know, like the nice Cheeto guy, listen to this. You might be ingesting nearly 5 grams of trans fat. And it might say it's 0 grams on the front, but look at the ingredient statement. and you see partially hydrogenated oil, which is a primary source of trans fat. So, it says some restaurant foods have even an entire day's worth of calories and several days worth of fat and salt. So avoid these shocking diet disasters at all costs. I was in McDonald's area looking at the calories, and there was, none of you ever eaten breakfast there, I don't usually eat there, but it said there was 1,200 calories in one of their meals. That's just scary to me. It's fast food. Remember earlier, people do eat these things, and the calories don't even count so much, so maybe eat more calories than that. Now, on top of that, you get a trans fat. On top of that, I don't know what kind of milk they serve. You have milk there, so it's just be careful. And then lastly, on this the 9 events, it says there is the number of daily calories available to each American has increased by 500 over the past 40 years. And it says USDA data shows the food industry supplies 2,700 calories to every man, woman, and child in America. In 1970, the number was 2,200. And that increase translates into 52 extra pounds of fat per person per year. Wow. 2,200 is that number in 1970. But it then increased into 52 extra pounds of fat per year. But, you know, if you make great food at home, well, it says that it found that you'll eat 500 more calories in the days they consume fast foods compared to the days they don't. But preparing your own meal doesn't have to be complicated, so listen, don't have to be complicated. Start simple and start today by learning how to cook the perfect burger. It's healthy food made the way you like it, and it's delicious. I would admit to that. There are things that I have eaten that are really good at home. I have a good mom who makes good food, and then there's also times where I have eaten at fast foods, but now that I'm splitting apart a little bit with the fast food and home food, it's making a big difference. So this is all under the health website at yahoo.com. If you want to look at it, it might still be up there. It's just 9 scariest food facts. Don't get scared. There's things we can do about it. We can fix the food. We can eat differently and have still have fun. Because this, you know, this is the podcast that I do that is looking for even useful things at times. But I also do look for fun things and interesting things. So in our next segment, we're going to go over things regarding some interesting news items, I would say. Very interesting. It's like about the socks, the news of fun and unbelievable, like this, where you've tried to figure out villagers' sock discovery, or even caffeine intake might be important to you. So let's just sit back and enjoy. Maybe go up on the rock with me a bit while I enjoy my raptor view, because it is such a nice view. Outside right now, it's sunny. You know, I'm just enjoying this time. I wish you were out around here having a great old time. So, you know what? My name is Raptor Max, and this is the Rock Podcast. Let's just enjoy a little bit of some fun here. Some fun, if you would call it. I hope you're enjoying my nice little fun show and have fun, because as you know, I am the raptor, and here is my friend the chipmunk. We'll be back shortly. Well, welcome back to the Rock Podcast with your host is Raptor Max, and we're going to go to a little bit of the news of the fun and perhaps the believable to some people, I believe maybe unbelievable to others, but I was just in looking up on their different websites to see what I could find the other day on the 15th of August, and I found some very interesting things. Where first is just this, where there's villagers in a small area of the remote West Kenya, where someone found that a sock odor, where they can try to find a way to get rid of mosquitoes from this sock odor. And the guy's plan is to use actual smelly sock odors to offer a cheap alternative to chemical smell, and can be easily replaced by villagers. Huh. Can be easily replaced by villagers. Now, that's the smelly sock smell. I can't even say that. Like a tongue twister. It says smelly sock odor. It says that this idea is where it says the mosquito trap was a wooden box with louver vents and a battery-run fan to block the sock odor into the air through a bamboo pipe. The next phase of his research is to figure out how the best places in the village to post mosquito traps, develop a trap that will cost only a few dollars, and to determine how an indoor mosquito control routine involving smelly socks can be a regular part of village life. Now, that would be good, because there's still malaria going on in a lot of Africa. And this person that also created it says that see things that are being done. But he wants this idea to just be around for a few more years to come, many years actually. So what it is that he still sees that things are being done when this guy visits villages. He also sits around his mother's fire and he says, my nose still runs the way it did 20 years ago, and my eyes still sting, and life is not very different. So with this mosquito trap that's from the smelly sock odor, it would hopefully save a lot of problems, maybe fix a few things. So let's hopefully that might fix things. The other idea that I ran across going through this, just that may help us as we go into college, or if you are working or anything else and stay up late sometimes, is the idea of the caffeine intake. Well, with caffeine intake, the idea is that effects of taking caffeine, that it does not happen by magic, but is being replaced by different hormones in our bodies to say that we have a little bit of exhaustion and want to fix it for a tiny bit, but then we get tired again after this. So, yeah, it may temporarily fix things. For example, it says, if you're running on just a few hours of sleep and living off pizza and Cliff Bars for hours, caffeine only tweaks your behavior a little bit, but not reinvigorate you. So, the article at the end talks about how we possibly can get decaffeinated, but drink good and seriously decaffeinate coffee at non-critical times. Now, if we drink some coffee fairly regularly, then you can take a 15-minute nap, and from that nap, you'll feel refreshed while you take the coffee and then get up. That sounds interesting, but the better option for this, it says, you go with Swiss water with the decaf blend that's 99.9% free of caffeine. Well, I think if they're trying to just off caffeine a little bit, and I personally know that caffeine does cause different things at different times, so yeah, get off the caffeine if you need to. Hopefully, you can fix or problems in that area. So, I promised you some fun also, didn't I? Well, here's some fun. There is a smartphone patent out there where the idea where this person is having an airbag system to protect future drop gadgets. So, it's like, it says here, if you have a smartphone, play odds that you've dropped it and you've had those times where you're thinking, oh gosh, is it gone? To pay so much money. And then you get all these things, but then it works. Well, this idea is that they have an autonomous airbag or propulsion system that can be a safeguard for a phone. Now, these are quite bizarre, but It started coming to public. It was reported on this GeekWire, where apparently it used the gyroscope and camera to detect motion and distance. Then it just continues to deploy. Now, that's just quite interesting. Every diagram here is showing exactly what it is. And so this patent, if it goes through, you might be seeing this thing on the shelf someday where it's just going to blow up in an airbag and apparently save your phone. Get their birthday greetings on Facebook. A lot of people are not liking them. They seem to think that there's so many people that are sending Facebook greetings of their birthday that it is just overwhelming after a while. Now, I have to say, with my 1,000-plus friends, or who knows, that maybe I'll see this year, see if it is getting overwhelmed. I just kind of like it, though, at the same time. That when I'm getting these Facebook messages from people that are hardly ever hear from, and say, hey, happy birthday, man. It's been a good time for you, or how's your day going? I think that should be good all the time, though. And I honestly, I would like some hard copy birthday cards, not just people who are saying on Facebook. But it is the new way of things, perhaps. New media types that are just put on there to say happy birthday. And if you read everyone, it just kind of means stuff. Even for me now, just enjoying it. So I look forward to come back again in a few weeks, maybe, or when I can drop by and be the raptor when I get off this little rock here. Until next time, this is the Rock Podcast, and my name is Max the Raptor, or Raptor Max. It's Raptor Max here. Until next time, thank you for listening, and enjoy.